You might say, yes, I.
If I smoked, I would say, yes, I smoke.
Okay.
But I do not smoke.
Okay. That answers that question. Let's see. Now, if a man lets his farm get all run down and he doesn't seem to care, you might say to someone else who asks about, you know, how he keeps up his farm, you might say, I really don't know, but he just like to care.
He just doesn't seem to care.
Okay. And if I asked you how much property someone owned and you didn't know, you might say, I'm not
familiar with his.
And now we've been talking about this building. What do you call this?
This is a ranch house.
Okay.
It is a typical South Texas ranch house.
Okay. And if you had two, it would be, the plural would be what?
Two houses.
Okay. Seems sort of simple, but we want pronunciations on this. Did you ever have a special name for a small little building for storing corn? Not as large as a barn.
A crib.
Okay. And we were talking about hay a while ago, too, and I want to go back to that for a minute. What do you call the big pile of hay that, you know, you might have?
Haystack.
Okay. And after it's been bound, then what is it called?
It is baled.
Okay. And have you ever heard or seen any, or maybe probably had one on your property, just a place that you might store the hay under that's kind of a temporary-looking thing, just a couple of four posts and a roof over it?
Well, yes, but right at the moment I can't think what we call a rick, I think, a hay rick.
Okay. And what do you call the little piles of hay right after you've cut it and it hasn't been gathered up yet? Is there any special name for the little bitty?
It's, well, not in a stack. You're talking about maybe in, when you cut the hay, you had it in a row and it's called a windrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go behind and you pull it up. But the corn and cane would be a shock.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking about, a little shock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see now. What about a place where the horses were kept? Was there any special building or a place for the horses?
Well, we had stalls.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that would be an individual thing. What would the building be called?
Well, it's generally included in your barn.
Mm-hmm.
The roof extends down, and then you have posts, and underneath that you make partitions for
mm-hmm.
the stalls.
Okay, that's good. And if you had milk cows, what would you call the place where you brought the cows up to milk them?
The cow pen.
Okay. And what about a place for enclosing hogs or pigs?
That would be a hog pen.
Okay. Now, what about a building or sometimes a whole farm whose sole purpose is to get milk and make butter and things like that? What is that called?
A dairy.
Okay. And what about the area around the barn? Sometimes it's enclosed with a fence. What is that called? It may either be open or enclosed. Usually, you know, you have animals around.
You mean the pen that enclosed? Usually we had the barn sat in the middle of this large
mm-hmm.
pen, and it was just really, that's where all the activity was. You had separate pens inside the big enclosure, and
mm-hmm.
There'd be a place for your milk cows and a place to put your horses over here separate from the cows, so
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't bother you when you were milking,
mm-hmm.
such
mm-hmm.
as that. That's what we had.
Okay, yeah, that's just what I wanted to know. And what about the where you let the cattle out to graze, or even horses? What do you call that? The area where they graze.
Well, we had what we call a small trap. In other words, not many acres in it,
mm-hmm.
so that they'd be out available when you needed them, and you wouldn't have to hunt over.
Was it called a trap because it kept the cattle closed in?
Uh-huh. We call it a trap.
Uh-huh. Now, in more general terms, not everyone would have that sort of thing. Just open grazing land, what would that be called?
Pasture.
Okay.
But we also had, and when you're talking about small places, we'd have a hog trap or a horse trap.
Mm-hmm.
No.
For the same
purpose. Mm-hmm. Only the hog trap had to have hog wire around it so the hogs couldn't get out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Be about out tape.
I'm just looking.
You said you haven't done much raising cotton, but I'm going to ask you one or two questions, which I think you probably don't know anyway. What kind of functions go on in raising cotton? For example, when you go in to get the weeds out of the cotton,